Well, while the Tories celebrate, the soul-searching begins for Jeremy Corbyn and the Labor Party. It's a devastating result for Labor, particularly in working-class areas, where discontent among traditional voters boiled over at the ballot box. Nick Rowley is a former adviser to British Prime Minister Tony Blair, and I spoke with him earlier about Labor's loss.
I think the view really is that in the north of England is that it was very, very strong in favour of Brexit, and that although many of those working class voters couldn't bring themselves to vote for a Conservative Party led by Boris Johnson, they did vote for a Brexit party, and that has very much weakened the vote for the Labour Party, and we've got the Conservative Party coming through and winning those seats. For those who certainly think that the policy platform put forward by the British Labour Party should remain, they'll all say that this was just the Brexit election. But I do think it was about a lot more than that. I think it was certainly Brexit was very important. The largely incoherent position that Jeremy Corbyn took to this election on Brexit, I don't think that did him or the Labour Party any favours. But I also think that there were real question marks around the policy platform taken to this election by the British Labour Party, and indeed any trust in Jeremy Corbyn and a Labour government to actually deliver on those promises.
Just on that, Jeremy Corbyn didn't identify any policy failings, rather complained that Brexit dominated this campaign. Do you think, is that an appropriate response?
I think it's a very difficult thing for any political leader to do when you have to make a speech where the people have spoken or they voted and they've not decided that you are the party or the leader that they want to give government to. Back in 2017, in the height of the summer, in I think what was a June election, Jeremy Corbyn was novel. His whole positioning and style of politics was also new. He could speak to large groups of people who thought well of him and applauded. Very different in this campaign. I think the British people knew a lot more about Jeremy Corbyn, not only about his indecision, his indecisiveness on the very key question of Britain's relationship with the European Union, but also on his own ability to root out anti-Semitism within the Labour Party. So I think that people have got to know Jeremy Corbyn a lot better, and they haven't liked what they've seen. And I think that they've also really questioned the capacity of him and the British Labour Party to deliver on a policy agenda which was extraordinarily generous, possibly irresponsibly so, but was also taking policies forward to the election which were I think, somewhat crude in their conception.
Jeremy Corbyn says he won't lead the party for another election campaign. He intends, though, to stay in place while the party reviews its election loss. After such a massive loss, is that leaving his departure too late?
Well, I think he's a little hamstrung, to be fair. Tom Watson, the deputy leader of the British Labour Party, who is the person who would sort of take up the reins if Jeremy Corbyn would step down more quickly. I mean, he's decided he doesn't want to pursue a political career and is no longer a member of parliament as of today. So there isn't a deputy leader to take over the carriage of this sort of transition period. I think Jeremy Corbyn will stay in position, and there'll be a whole process around who stands as leader of the Labour Party. But more important than the personality who happens to lead the party is about what sort of party the British Labour Party actually wants to be. But the party is going to have to face up to whether or not it wants to be purist, it wants to be clear in its own progressive heart, or whether or not it wants to actually be relevant, and it wants to be a party that can form government. And in order to do that, it's going to have to take some very, very clear-headed decisions, of course guided by the values of the party, but understanding quite how it can appeal to those many, many voters who have rejected Jeremy Corbyn and rejected the policy platform taken forward at this election.
Indeed. We are also seeing a landslide vote for the Scottish National Party. What does this mean for Scotland and the potential for them to become an independent country?
Well, I think those tensions are real, Caroline. How they play out, I mean, Boris Johnson has been clear, is that there will not be another Scottish referendum. And yet you have the Scottish people who voted in the 2016 referendum on the Brexit question over 60% of Scottish people wanted to remain part of Europe. Those numbers are still very high. You're going to have a Brexit arrangement, which is essentially imposed on Scotland by a British Parliament. And it looks like, if this exit poll is close to right, you have around about 55 members of Parliament coming from Scotland who are members of the Scottish National Party, whose very purpose is Scottish independence. That's 55 out of 59 seats. So those tensions are real, and I don't think they're just going to go away. How they play out, we'll have to see. But there are real questions about the future of the United Kingdom, real questions about the future of Northern Ireland within that United Kingdom. There are some pretty interesting results coming from Northern Ireland overnight in the UK as well. But I think these tensions are real, and single-sentence rhetoric is not going to really serve the Prime Minister terribly well on either of these challenges. He's really going to have to work on how he can shift that politics and try and make a case for the Union.
There's certainly a lot of water under the bridge to go. What kind of Britain can we expect in 5 years, do you think, possibly even 10 years after the next election?
Gosh. Well, it's a bit of a question. I mean, I don't know. I think the weather will still be pretty bad. I think they'll still be underperforming in soccer. I think that probably there'll still be a lot of celebrity chefs. I don't know what else to say, really. I fear that the politics might settle down a little bit, but the questions that need to be addressed in the United Kingdom will still be around. You know, the future is always an uncertain place, and Britain is a very resilient people and a very resilient country. I'm reminded of that poster in 1939 that actually was never used but is now on mugs and tea towels everywhere, which is keep calm and carry on. And I think that's probably what the British people and indeed Whitehall and Westminster will have to do. And we'll see.
Keep calm and carry on. Nick Rowley, former advisor to the British Prime Minister, Tony Blair.